Okay, we're going to move to the next priority. And Jeremy, who you fortunately heard from this morning, will introduce this priority for us. Jeremy, thank you.
Hello again, everyone. Let me just read the priority statement as it's written in front of you as I begin. It says, loving children. Every church of Anik will have a vital ministry to children and youth, not just our own children and youth, but reaching out to the communities that they find themselves in, and that this ministry will involve leading them to Christ and helping them grow. So really broadly speaking, this vision statement speaks to two things. It speaks to evangelism of children, and it speaks to discipleship of children. There's just a very quick introduction to what the vision statement says. Now, as with the other presenters, a little bit about myself. Kimberly, my wife and I, were asked by Bishop Charlie to chair this committee on the priority of loving children. And Kimberly couldn't be here at Synod because she's at home with our three young children. So keep her in your prayers. And just very quickly, a little bit about us. I've been working in various contexts in Vancouver for 10 years, first in young adults ministry, university age. Then, it's funny, I'm kind of going down. Then I went to, not in priority, mind you, just in age. So from young adults, and then 5 years in youth ministry. And now I'm working in a children's and family ministry context. And Kimberly's been working in children's ministry for about 9 years. And she's been writing curriculum for children for about 4 of those years. She's been working on developing children's ministry programs for young children in particular, and has a heart for growing children's ministry in churches by reaching out to young families in the community, especially those with little ones. She has a real gift with young moms and newborns. Our testimony, the two of us, have some overlap and are also very different. You could describe us as one, the daughter of a minister, and the other, the son of a missionary. Kimberly has deep Anglican roots and grew up in a Christian family so that she really doesn't remember a day that she didn't know and love the Lord. And from the time when she was very young, she told me a story in kindergarten. They had to make pretzels out of dough, and she made hers, I don't know how she did this, she made hers say, I love God. So that was in kindergarten. And you know, I also grew up in a Christian home, and as an adolescent, turned away from my faith in order to find identity with my peers. And yet, as I reflect on it now, the strong foundation that my parents and community helped lay in my childhood actually, God, by God's grace, bore the weight of my troubled adolescence, so that by God's grace, He guided me back towards godly mentors, and also towards my godly wife, Kimberly. Now, our passion for this area is really connected to that story that I just told you, because it comes from the deep conviction that I shared this morning that children who are made in the image of God can have a deep and loving and lasting relationship with the Lord Jesus, just like Ray David shared from his own testimony, just like Keith Ganser shared about his daughter, Clara. And that this kind of foundation can even help to hold kids, like my own testimony, through what is in our culture a very difficult adolescence. And it's also because of our passion is from our own experience as parents, watching our three kids grow up, and our deep desire to see them know and love the Lord Jesus, and to be a godly witness to them in our parenting, and in our ministry, frankly. So we're both really passionate for the fact that children can be a gift to the family of God, and also that you and I can be a gift to those children. We're all part of the body of Christ. So, you know, just really quickly, lastly, I think that families are under attack in the world around us. And this means to be a parent and a child right now is not easy. And as the church, that means we have a responsibility and a privilege to reach out and support families in parenting and discipleship. We also have the opportunity to be a witness to the wider community, to the world, of Christ's love and the marks of the gospel which set us apart from the world. I was reflecting, you know, if anybody's feeling overwhelmed at these five priorities, how could I ever do all five? I hope you're noticing that they actually overlap a great deal. Am I right? I mean, that evangelism is right here. Being bold witnesses is right here in loving children. And as Dr. Packer said, catechesis is in teaching the Bible is in church planting. It's all connected. So we needn't think of them as five separate things. Lastly, just some preliminary thoughts about what this, what the vision for this, the mandate for this committee might be. It's really three things. We aim to serve you in your parish context in growing a vibrant and sustainable children and family ministry. We want to offer, firstly, support, training, and resources for those currently overseeing children's ministries. Secondly, we want to help people, churches who don't yet have a children and family ministry, to get one started. And thirdly, we want to help congregations to integrate their children and family ministry into the wider intergenerational body. And just for fun, we'll tack one more on, which is those other 6 days of the week. We want to provide resources and ideas for how parents can do discipleship in the home. I think we'll stop there. But I do want to ask, as you're brainstorming at your table, if you could add one more thing to what you write down in addition to the name of your church or churches at the table. If you could add, let me know, because I'm going to get these copies. Currently, in very short words, a few words, what is currently going on in your context for children and families? Just jot it down very quickly. You know, we have a Sunday school with 5 to 10 children, or we have a midweek program for families. Anything like that would be very helpful, just to get a picture of what's going on across the country. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeremy. So 10 minutes.